Nada, what are you expecting out of your midfield for next year? What are you sort of trying to tweak that will make it better against the upper echelon?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, it would only be a fair point that there were a number of opposition midfielders ahead of us last season in a few facets of the game. We've really thrown it open to see which group of players line up in the midfield for round one. So there's no guys penciled in at this stage, and they have to train well over the next sort of 3 or 4 months to get a spot in the team. I think it's healthy when you've got good competition amongst your ranks, and that'll be the case this year. So opportunity there if players are willing to work hard and be good at their fundamentals and be selected in the midfield. So yeah, we're chasing. There's no question about that. We should have performed better as a midfield group last year.
What areas did you identify that you need to work on?
Oh, I think there's a number of the areas. I mean, I think contested ball is always a king. Then how you move when the ball moves, your transition element. So that's a part of the game we have to get better at this year. And I think also with the adaptation to the new rules, with a 6v6 inside 50 at both ends, you're going to have to be very good at, once you get the ball in your area or in your forward line, to keep it in there. And that's something as a midfield group we need to improve on this year.
Something you're going to train is in particular in the next couple of months to adapt to those new rules? Is there anything you change on the track here?
No, we've started training them already in regards to the new rules, which has been great. And you design drills accordingly. So you might run some drills that reflect the new rules, and you might have that as part of your drill. But yeah, certainly we've got to adapt to them very quickly, like all teams do. But yeah, and that's, I think it's going to be a quite exciting concept with 6 inside 50 at each end, which means that there's going to be a lot of space there's going to be a lot of space either side of the contest at times, because the congestion's just not going to be there out of that first kick out of the CB. So it's going to make for some interesting football, I think, early in the year.
You go back 12 months ago, we know Paddy had a few issues with his back and that sort of thing. Now looks to be moving a lot better. How much does that help you guys?
Oh, it's enormous. I mean, I think there's no question, without the sort of the back ailment last year and the interruptions he had, it certainly, he'd be the first to say it hindered his play at times. But he's come back in amazing shape. Some of his explosion in some of the drills we've been doing, and his the capacity to get around guys and feed his teammates has been awesome so far. So, you know, thus far really promising what Pat's delivered on the track. And, you know, he's an exciting player in full flight, and we're lucky to have him.
Any of the other younger draftees sort of standing out so far from what you've seen?
I think what's really been good is, you know, O'Connor, Parsons, Zach Guthrie have come back in super shape, whether they're playing in the midfield or in the back half. So they've really demonstrated an appetite for work. I think Brandon Parfitt and Charlie Constable have presented in really good condition, the way they're moving across the ground. So both those guys will be pressing for midfield spots, I've got no doubt about that. And part of our, I guess, development of that midfield group is we've got to get the likes of Constable, Parfitt, Fogarty into the midfield to give us a bit of a different look. And there's no doubt the veterans will play their role as well. I won't mention who they are because I'll probably have a wrestle with them tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about guys like, you know, Duncan, Patrick, Joel, Gary, you know, they'll play their part. But we need the younger guys coming through and really taking the game on and moving forward.
How much upside do you think Charlie's got? He was spoken pretty highly last year, just didn't break through for that AFL game. Do you see him and what he's able to do this time of the year, being able to adapt into senior footy?
Yeah, he was certainly on the verge last year at times, but didn't break in, which is fair enough. But his ability to win the ball and distribute it to his teammates with beautiful handball is a skill that's, I think, underrated in the modern game. And you see great players like in the past, you know, whether it be a Joe Watson or a Cameron Ling or even a Patrick Cripps, the way they win the ball and put their teammates into space. And I think that's one of Big Charlie's big, you know, big parts of his game. Yep. And also his kicking is very precise. So, you know, 90% of the time, if he's got the ball, he's going to find a target with his kicking. So to have someone that can win the ball but also got excellent skills is a really good tonic for us. But he's no guarantee a spot. He's still got to work for it and show that he's capable at AFL level. But he's showing good signs at the moment.
What's Tom Atkins going to bring to your midfield?
I think Tom will play a mix of midfield and forward. He's demonstrated the capacity to do that in the VFL in the past. I've been a massive fan of Tom's, the way he plays the game. And when he gets the ball in heavy traffic, he's very difficult to bring down. He can stand up, he can give the ball to his teammates, and he certainly doesn't panic with tacklers around him, which is, you know, a fine skill to have. So, yeah, he's a good chance, Tom. And again, next three months is important for him to get the miles and the legs on the track. So if he gets to play an AFL game, he can run out the 120 minutes, and that's most important these days.
Just one other thing. I know you can't be crossed all the injuries, but just Lachie Fogarty, one that you mentioned, are you cross? I don't want to put you on the spot, what his sort of next few weeks looks like.
Yeah, no, Corey Enright's across that diligently, but he's progressing with his running really well.
Yeah.
So he's starting to run really well, mainly in straight line and a little bit off the line. But he's not back into training at this point, and I probably haven't got an end point of when he will be back in, other than to say he's progressing well, and we just have to be patient with him. I'd like to get him back into training soon.